I was afraid something was wrong with me. I wasn't breaking my back to be all I could be. I was not worried sick about getting ahead. I was enjoying my life, having fun instead. I felt so alone, needed someone to listen, someone who'd support and not judge my condition. I finally found this little group that said, you're just like us, we're underachievers anonymous. Yeah, underachievers anonymous. We'll give you support for not working too hard, like nights or on weekends, except in the yard. And you'll always have a safe place to come to when those pesky workaholics make fun of you. When they call you lazy, just call on us. We're underachievers anonymous. Yeah, underachievers anonymous. I look at my classmates, they're all moving up, working two jobs so they can buy more stuff. But I'd rather save my dollars and dimes, 'cause there's nothing you can buy that's worth more than free time. I was feeling so guilty about my lack of motivation and the fact that I always take all my vacation. And that 2 weeks a year never seemed like enough. I needed Underachievers Anonymous. Yeah, Underachievers Anonymous. We'll give you support for not working too hard, like nights or on weekends, except in the yard. And you'll always have a safe place to come to when those pesky workaholics make fun of you. When they call you lazy, just call on us. We're underachievers anonymous. Yeah, underachievers anonymous. So if you feel ashamed, like you're strange or kind of funny, because you once turned down a harder job that paid more money, and if you think other people are looking at you skewed because you sit down for your meals and actually chew your food, it may be hard to swallow, but you're one of us. We're underachievers anonymous. Yeah, underachievers anonymous. I wrote this song with my friend Greg T. We were sitting by this beautiful lake. We fully intended to finish it, and then we took a break.